Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Build-A-Bear, castration, and Josh will destroy a bridge. It's all coming up right after this.
Cut the cheese.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Who cut the cheese? Who cut the cheese? Cheese.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Hoske over there sitting at the sports desk filling in for Chick McGee, who's under the weather currently. Ace Cosby running the engineer's board. Jess Hooker sitting in where Willie Griswold normally sits.
Hello.
Hi, Jess. Willie sitting... well,
in a nice guest house in Malibu.
Boy, isn't he? Yes, he's out there with Kostocki. They're going to be doing some... visiting with Radio Row and all the football players this
week. You ever notice how when he does the intros, the music's already over?
Yeah. You turn it down. Don't act like you're not over there controlling the knobs.
No, Ace has the music, not me.
I have the music.
Oh. I see. And that's Tom Griswold.
I prefer the notorious TBG.
You got it.
Biggie Cox.
COX.
COX. I'm related to Wally Cox, as you know.
Notorious MFAH.
Before we get to the story about the eunuch maker,
yes.
I wanted to talk to Jess Hooker here because we had a story about one of the gifts for the romantic holiday of Valentine's Day. One of them includes something from the Build-A-Bear folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've been to the mall, and I know over the course of my life I've built many a bear.
Yes, yeah,
it's a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get there with little kids and build a bear. Well, now there's one for adults
called the After Dark series.
Uh-oh.
Adult teddy bears. Apparently, you go online, order them ahead of Valentine's Day, and they are apparently wearing, like, hearts on their shirts, and they have, like, little sayings, like, I like the crepe out of you. They could be holding a champagne flute or a champagne bottle or a hard seltzer.
So it's not like a user-friendly bear.
It's more of a sending a message, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just a message. It's not a toy.
Could you get one for Chick that says, I love the grape out of you?
I don't know. You might be able to. I don't know. Oh. I don't know if you can customize the shirts, but they do have several you can choose from.
Oh, okay.
And you can dress your bear in different colors. And yeah, it's very cute.
Do they have slutty outfits?
Not really slutty.
Okay. Mm. All right. Like build a bear ball gags? Like,
they're kind of classic.
Some lingerie on your bear?
Ooh, yeah.
But it's the After Dark one.
Yeah, the After Dark line.
I don't
think there's a bear ass.
Well,
they're supposed to be kind of sexy and fun. And Pat, you've developed a tribute here.
I didn't do it, yeah. All right, here we go. Baby, let me build a naughty teddy bear. Put a bullwhip in his hand. And shave his fur down there. Oh, let me build.
Oh, let him build.
Naughty teddy bear. Don't want him wearing a collar. S&M's a little too rough. I just want to give him some rope. A bottle of lube, champagne, and handcuffs. I just want to build. A naughty teddy bear. I don't know what that was. Put a ring around his thing and tie him to a chair. Oh, let me build.
Oh, let him build.
A naughty teddy bear. Oh, I just want to be your naughty teddy bear.
Thank you very much, man.
Jumping in on the scat thing, aren't you?
That was kind of me doing the Jordanaires.
Ah.
If they were high.
Okay.
We've been talking about this story all morning long. It's about a guy that has a reputation for a good reason, and he's known as the eunuch maker. Christy, you want to expand on this?
British authorities have arrested a man nicknamed, as Tom said, the eunuch maker for allegedly broadcasting castrations on pay-per-view.
Like animal?
No.
What?
The 44-year-old reportedly carried out a dozen castrations that were televised live from his North London apartment.
Oh, boy.
The suspect claimed to have done the procedure on himself, as well as 58 other men, insisting that he carried out the castrations in a very professional way. Six other men were also arrested after police raided the property last December. The castrations are believed to have been part of the genital nullification or NULO movement.
How about that?
Never heard of the NULO movement.
Is it NULO or NULO?
NULO? NULO? NULO?
I don't know.
So you just want to get rid of your junk?
Of his own castration, the man said he decided to have his own genitals removed because he wanted to look like a Ken doll down there.
Oh, no.
The 44-year-old suspect claimed he kept the removed appendages in his freezer or stored them in alcohol inside his apartment.
Oh, my gosh. Lunatic.
Wow. Well, it takes a lot of balls to do what this guy's doing. Yeah.
It certainly
again. Nullo? Is that a movement?
I guess. How 40 some men had volunteered for
58
this?
He's done so far.
That's the fetish, is that you want to be smooth like a Ken doll?
Yeah, apparently.
Mm.
There may be variations on it. Maybe a big umbrella. But
yeah.
How do you pee?
For the most part, they're
the same way you do.
Yeah, the same way we do.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, for the most part, they're just removing the genitals.
The wiener.
Just the testicles. Sorry.
Not the wiener part?
Oh.
Yeah, to be a eunuch, I think they just take off the...
Wow. All right.
Can you imagine if a guy named Nicholas went over there and he walks in, the guy goes, oh, you Nick? You're going to be.
What is the advantage of doing that? Can you still...
Well, we had a friend who slept wrong and twisted his sack and cut off circulation to one of them.
And it died?
And it died, and we called him One Nut Nick.
Doesn't Greg Warren have a bit about that? Nut Nick. One Nut
Nick. Nick got one nut.
Where you nut at, Nick?
Thank you very much. Wow. Right. Here's the theme song for this guy.
We give the roughest claw.
That Satan heir of Sabrefair in the merry old land of Oz.
A snip snip here and a snip snip there.
Cowardly Lion, I hear that you're getting a castration.
Talk me out of it.
Now we return to the news desk with Christy Lee.
Authorities in Florida apprehended a naked guy who pulled the fire alarm at a Tampa high-rise building.
Oh, yeah.
WFLA.
Where news comes first.
Reports the man had pulled the condo's fire alarm before spraying apartment residents with a fire extinguisher as they evacuated the building.
And he's naked.
Yes. A witness said the suspect was still holding the fire extinguisher, wink, wink, nod, nod, while he was chased by a group of people. Police officers responding to the scene did apprehend the man.
All right. Yeah.
Chasing people naked. Yeah. With a fire extinguisher. Now,
this next story is a Florida man story.
Usually when you're being sprayed by a white mist by a naked guy, it's
extinguisher.
DNA. I'm sorry, back to you.
You need to really listen closely, okay?
Because
this is a night to remember for this guy. Florida man survived a brush with death after the car he allegedly stole was hit by a train and sent flying into a house.
My gosh!
Police said the man claimed he stole the car in a good faith effort to search for his own vehicle after leaving a bar in Martin County.
So a good faith effort.
Just borrowing his car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He became stuck on the railroad tracks in the path of an oncoming train, managed to jump out seconds before the vehicle was hit, throwing it through the air, crashing into a nearby home. The sleeping residents were not injured.
They
weren't killed, Josh. It gets better. The Martin County Sheriff's Office added the following. The crash, the suspect attempted to steal a forklift from a nearby fruit stand, which was also vandalized.
Good luck getting away in a forklift.
Yeah.
He was finally arrested after flagging down responding deputies to, quote, let them know he was still looking for his car.
There I got it, fellas. Just to let you know.
Me
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, have any of you ever done this? Have you ever left a bar, thought your car was stolen, reported it to the police, and then the next day woken up and remembered where you parked it?
No.
I have a similar story. I don't want to one-up you.
Okay.
I used to work at a television station, and I would sign the station off at night. This was back in the old days. And I had gone out to dinner and apparently moved my car and forgot and came out at 2 in the morning. And there was only two people in the TV station, you know, at the time. And I looked around. And I went, someone stole my car.
Right.
And panicked, called the police. They drove around the other side of the building and said, "Is this happened to be your car?"
Oh. Wow.
I was so embarrassed.
Yeah. How about this one? I went to a meeting downtown and I parked on the fifth or sixth floor of a, you know, a high-rise parking garage.
Okay.
And it was really cold. And at the time, I was driving a beautiful Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Oh, I love mine.
Which would later get stolen.
thanks to Willie.
Yeah. No, I took it. Yeah.
And I was walking around, couldn't find the car. But it has automatic start.
Right.
So you take the fob, you hold it up by your face to get a little bit of extra oomph on it. And I press the button.
What?
And that's true.
And, I could hear it starting, and the lights pop on. And then I looked across the street in the parking garage across the street, and there was my car.
Oh, yeah.
Because
nice.
I'd gone to the wrong building.
Happens.
These things happen. But this guy allegedly steals a car in order to find his own car.
Because, yeah.
And he gets stuck on a railroad track. That's not easy to do.
No.
Yeah, it isn't. What the hell?
And then he gets, he flags down the police while driving a stolen forklift.
Wow.
From a fruit stand.
Yeah. They'll know his car when they find out.
I have a feeling. He wasn't flagging anything. They were following him with the lights on.
Don't worry, fellas. I'll find it. I don't need your help.
Sounds like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's craziness.
In real life. What else you got, Christy?
Cops are going to start texting traffic tickets in Texas. This is in Bexar County, Texas. And the traffic ticket will be sent to your phone without an officer pulling you over.
Block.
Val Garcia of the Trusted Driver Program says, quote, "It's not a 100% solution, but it is a step forward in the right direction."
Well, then won't they pull you over for reading your texts while driving?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would assume you'd wait till you got wherever you were going and then.
Well, they process them, I think, the same way when they get a photo of you. You get it like a few weeks later and then you get the fine.
Speaking
of
that, a few weeks later, 6 months later, I finally got in the mail.
Wow.
My toll for down in Louisville. It's like, what, were they busy? I mean, come on.
No, they wait until you're you owe in late fees.
No, right. But they didn't charge me a late fee. They just had it on there, and I was like,
I hate that.
Yeah.
God.
I'm working on a plan to destroy that bridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Good to know.
I don't care who knows that I'm a future domestic terrorist.
No, I love Louisville. I love traveling it.
Can't you just...
I love Louisville, too.
I don't have to stop for a toll.
Even the people in Louisville hate that bridge.
So they take your picture going across the bridge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then send you the invoice.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. It's a toll bridge, but they do not allow you to pay for it right there. And they have the nerve to go, if you don't have, the thing that sticks on your windshield, if you have that, it costs like $2. If you don't, it's $4.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you're not even giving me the option as I drive through your city here.
Mm-hmm.
It's embezzlement.
Okay. $4 seems to me to be pretty reasonable if the alternative would be hauling your car across the river on a barge.
Well, no.
They, slow you down a little bit.
I crossed it once. Somehow I owe $165.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it's just a random piece of mail. So you throw it away and you do that.
Okay, well, that is your
and
fault.
Then
jury duty trash.
No, I opened it and I had just gone through there not too long ago at Christmas time, but there was also a charge for July.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That they forgot apparently to send me. It was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
I crossed the George Washington Bridge in New York City, mm-hmm. and I'm not kidding, it was like $12 or something
really?
In a regular car.
$12.
And what made me mad is, how old's that bridge? That bridge is paid off. The toll needs to go away.
Josh, it's for maintenance. They have to maintain it. They got to give it a nice coat of paint.
Well, they're not doing that.
I've walked across that bridge, and there were holes in the sidewalk at the time. A kid could fall through.
That's true. That's horrifying.
Yeah. So,
goodness.
Let him charge you. I'm sorry. Back to you.
An Oklahoma woman has been rescued after she drifted out onto Lake Texoma on an air mattress. Is it KXII?
Where news at 12.
Well, it's because
where
of the
Roman numerals.
I'm sure it's a font style. It's KX, I don't know, LL, I don't know.
Spend more time on this.
What is a K?
She gave me the finger.
What's a K in Roman numerals?
reports that train conductor Christian Sosa and train engineer Justin Lester were on their normal train route when they came across the woman holding an air mattress and screaming for help.
What?
She told them she'd been stranded in the freezing weather for 2 days. According to Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the woman had been trying to use the air mattress as a raft to get out to a boat that was on the lake.
I see.
She floated for 2 miles before making it to land and finding her way to the train tracks. According to the police, the woman was suffering from hypothermia and was taken to a hospital for treatment. It appears the woman's significant other is involved in the story, but apparently they came separated at some point, and I am confused.
Probably
I don't
when
know
he said, that will never work. Do not try that. She's like, I can do it. And he's like, I'm heading home.
Or he was on the boat, and he's like, don't you dare come out here
after
me.
Idea.
Yeah.
Isn't it a little chilly?
Very.
To be hopping on an air mattress this time of year? I bravo to the air mattress company for the thing staying inflated for 2 days.
Yeah,
that's a new world record. We got that going. But something's missing from this story.
Bizarre.
Why didn't whoever the significant other is maybe call the cops and say,
yeah,
friend is missing.
Fingers crossed. Maybe he wanted her to be missing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pulling Jessica Alsman here. He's like, get the hell away from me. I'm on this boat. I don't want you out here.
Okay, well, who's to say?
In Georgia, authorities were relieved to discover that a body found along a trail was just a life-size doll.
No.
The Jones County Sheriff's Office reports investigators responded to what was believed to be a body located on a trail in Hitchdy National Forest. Deputies initially observed what appeared to be the body of a woman wearing white socks. But once investigators arrived on the scene, they quickly realized...
Just a hump doll?
The body was a life-size doll complete with accessories. I don't know what that means.
Boobs and butt.
all the parts. The good ones.
I was thinking...
Tender vittles.
I'm thinking accessories. I'm thinking a scarf, a purse, some nice
earrings.
That's
exactly what I thought.
Oh.
I think it's white socks, no panties, and a couple of very worn-out Aura-Fi.
That's the plural.
Why would you dump her, though?
Maybe the guy saw somebody finally got a real girl.
Dump her first before she dumps you.
She mouthed off. She was full.
Okay.
Her nose is good recovery after a good power wash.
Oh, boy.
The white socks is what bugs me the most.
Are you kidding?
Well,
no. What do you mean? There are some guys that are really turned on by that.
Yeah, oh, like Bobby socks.
Bobby socks.
I had a roommate once. You know when you can go to Google and then other things that you Googled comes up?
History,
and it shows.
Yeah.
It was, Scarlett Johansson in socks.
Yeah.
No way.
Sofia Vergara in socks.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's when I'm like, oh, now I know what he's into. Damn it. We got to not share laptops.
The cheerleader white Bobby socks? Are you kidding? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, huh?
For the patent leather shoes and, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Bobby Socks and Mary
specificity
Jane.
Is the key.
Well, in this
to
case,
all these things.
Speaking of romance,
why do they call it life-sized?
Well, because not all dolls are life-sized. If I said a doll, you would think a kid's doll.
What would you call it?
I don't know. Death-sized wouldn't be correct.
What?
I thought it was a body. Never mind. I'm overthinking this. True to life size, I think, is the better phrase.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Not implying that it's still alive. That's what you mean?
Yeah, they're saying it's a life-size dead body.
Yeah, actual size would probably be better.
Yeah.
Your size may vary.
I like them big.
White socks not legal in Delaware.
Have we seen pictures of fat sex dolls?
There
I don't know that we
be.
Have, but why wouldn't there be?
I'm sure there are.
There are guys
you have to pay extra.
You don't need a fat sex doll because a fat chick will just have sex with
you. Oh, my gosh.
Listen.
Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I'm the jerk.
Tom could not love you more right now.
Oh, my Lord.
Josh, that may be a budding industry.
Let's see here.
I'm pretty sure you can. I mean, you can order it just any way
you can choose the weight. Yeah, you can choose the weight. I don't know. Husky? Is there a husky size?
Right. Fat sex doll.
You don't call women husky.
No.
Oh, okay, Rubenesque.
Well, is that what you say?
Rubenesque.
Rubenesque.
Here's a BB dub.
Thick.
Voluptuous.
You call her thick.
A doll? Christy, look at what they consider fat.
Oh.
They're the fittest women I've ever seen.
Are you serious? Come on.
Boy,
ridiculous.
Oh boy. Yeah.
What about a normal size woman?
Say plus size.
Do they make extraordinarily short or tall?
They don't. But I'm not kidding. This is ridiculous. This is what they consider plus size. They're just bigger
boobs. They're just bigger boobs.
Really.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
For tall, you can get one of those things they have at car sales on the weekends. The wacky waving guy. Boy, I'd hate to have that fetish.
I like the way you move.
Wake up. More Bob and Tom Extra is on the way next. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.